All right, fun edition here of Pittsburgh Pop this week with me, Tim Benz, and Rob Owen. Rob, TV Talk, TV Q&A. You can read him at Trib Live during the week. Catch me daily, Breakfast with Benz, Monday through Friday. Hopefully you enjoyed our draft preview, which we put together. If you missed it, it's still up on the podcast page. You can listen to all that while I was away in Florida. I'm back now. Rob is actually joining us today from the airport. So if you hear airport announcements, Rob is not streaming while a plane is in the air. That would be illegal.
Could be construction. It's Pitt, so you never know.
That's right. You never know what you're going to run into. And they are building a whole new wing or something like that. So hopefully we could keep this as quiet as possible for about 20 minutes. We're also going to, how should I say this, Rob? How are we going to structure our podcast today? Invert it, so to speak, because we want to talk about Succession. We want to give people an opportunity who haven't seen it yet to know that we're going to spoil it. But we don't want people to have to jump around the podcast to do it. We want to give you some other stuff to listen to, react to, think about. So we'll give you some of warm-up appetizers, that sort of thing. Then we'll get to Succession and the big plot twist that occurred on Sunday night's episode 3 of the final season. We'll get to that towards the end of the podcast. But let's start with something that's all-encompassing. You and I both like this topic anyway. A lot of our listeners like this topic anyway. There's more Star Wars to be had, Rob. Is that right?
There is. They had the big Star Wars celebration in Europe this past weekend. Actually, it's still going on today, I think. But the big announcements came over the weekend, I think on Saturday. And it turns out that we are getting more Star Wars movies. Although I hasten to put an asterisk by any of this conversation because they've announced a whole bunch of Star Wars movies before that never happened. So take all this with a grain of salt. But there are plans for a new Rey movie following the Daisy Ridley character from the most recent trilogy. So I guess you would say this would be a sequel to The Rise of Skywalker, the last in-theater Star Wars movies. Then there is also going to be a story that is set way before the events of Phantom Menace. And then they're also talking about having Pittsburgh's own Dave Filoni do some sort of a Star Wars film that wraps together The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka, which they released a trailer for. So there's a lot of Star Wars potentially coming our way. But as I say, until they start filming these things, take it with a little bit of a grain of salt.
Is this Rey sort of doing her own thing, or is the rest of the cast from that phalanx of movies going to be alongside her?
That is a really good question to which we do not have the answer. I think Lucasfilm would say, well, this is Rey doing her own thing. She's going to be like starting a new Jedi Academy or something along those lines. But you would certainly think that you could draw from those characters, particularly I'm thinking, Finn would seem like a character who would make sense to be in the film, but who knows if he will be. But I certainly think fans would love to see that, but we'll have to wait and see.
The pre-Phantom Menace one. Okay, we're getting further and further away from any characters we ever knew if we're going that far back in time. Like, we're going to get back to when actual Yoda was baby Yoda. You know, that's how far back in time we're going. Are they worried about losing the plot line, so to speak?
Well, I think they're kind of actively wanting to get away from the Skywalker saga, right? Because I think they feel like they've done the Skywalker stuff before, and they really want to do something that is new and different. So, James Mangold, I think, is the writer-director on one of the earlier set Star Wars projects that's in development. He, I think, most recently wrote the new Indiana Jones movie, I think. So I think they are trying to sort of do past Star Wars with his story, future Star Wars with Ahsoka. Acolyte is also past Star Wars. That's another streaming series. And then The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, Skeleton Crew, Ahsoka thing, culminating event, whatever it may be, is more sort of in the middle of Star Wars. So they're kind of trying to have it every which way they can, I suspect, in hopes that one of those things will spark and be successful so that they can then do a series events that would come after.
We'll get more into that as details emerge, I'm sure, here on Pittsburgh Pop. But before we get to succession, I think from your own research, Rob, you've sort of found a real-life version of succession, so to speak, to segue us into our conversation. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. So while I was on vacation, I did a thing that I don't often ever get to do, which is read a book. That's the great thing about being on a cruise. You're stuck with nothing to do but read a book. So I read a book called Unscripted, The Epic Battle for a Media Empire and the Redstone Family Legacy. It's a really recent release. And basically, it is the story of the fight for Viacom. Sumner Redstone was the founder of Viacom. And in his waning days, he had these girlfriends / home healthcare aides who almost fleeced him of the whole company. And then you had that, but then you also had an internal fight because he had split CBS and Viacom. And then towards the end of his life, they were starting to plan, with his daughter Sherry taking lead, to recombine CBS and Viacom, with Les Moonves of CBS at the lead. And then all the dirt about Les Moonves came out. It's a fascinating read. It's a really interesting book if you are interested in media and behind the scenes of media and honestly soap opera stuff. I mean, Sumner was kind of a horrible guy, like way worse than Logan Roy.
Worse than Logan Roy.
Yeah, I mean, probably some of that was dementia in his later years, but even before then, he was horrible towards his children, particularly his daughter Sherry, who ultimately ended up running the company. But yeah, there's a lot of parallels. And I know a lot of people think Succession is very much taken from the Murdoch family, which owns Fox. But having read this Unscripted book, I see a lot of the Redstone family in the Roy family in Succession. So I highly recommend this book if you're into media narratives.
All right, well, let's get to it right now. When I was talking with Mark Madden about this in our Madden Benz Unfiltered stream on Facebook Live, we have the ability to put something up underneath where we are speaking that says, warning, Succession spoiler. We don't have the visual aids here, so listen to the sound of my voice. And let me tell you, if you just want to cut it short here, you want to come back later, you can always do that. The podcast will stay up online. You can always access it later on the podcast page, Trib Live. You can circle back. It'll still be there. If you want to come back next week, you can come back next week, whatever. But we are going to talk about Succession from here on out, so I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. But the big news from episode 3 of the final season of Succession is that Logan Roy is dead. And let's just say this, Rob. You had told me in advance, because you got screeners. You got to see the first 4 episodes in advance, right? Like,
correct.
You told me going into episode 3, something big was going to happen. Like, there's going to be, we're going to want to save our conversation about Succession until after we've seen episode 3. Now, I didn't get to see the whole thing. I assumed when you said that Logan Roy was going to die early. I had a sense that the big twist was going to be Logan Roy dying early, because I assumed he would die at some point in the season.
Right.
I thought it might be at the very end, like, you know, Godfather in the fields at the very end of
right.
Godfather, you know, just kind of slumps over and dies in the waning moments of the show. Or maybe it happens around episode 7 or 8 and they give it some time to play out to tell us who ends up winning the succession battle. But now there's tons of time for that to breathe. Here's the problem.
Yep.
The most intriguing guy in the show is dead. So what are they going to do?
Well, now we understand why they're ending the show, because, you know, it makes sense that you have to do this. And of course, it was always built in. It was there in the title of the show, Succession. Someone had to succeed Logan Roy. And, you know, I suppose that could have happened while he was alive, but it makes sense that he died. Also, they totally told us in advance that this was happening. If you go back and look at the poster for the new season of Succession, they're all standing in front of a gleaming glass building. Look at that gleaming glass building. In the reflection, you'll see an airplane, because he died in flight on the airplane. So they were giving us clues. I actually, after watching the first 2 episodes of the season, I started to think he was going to die in episode 3 or 4, and I wrote it down on my paper. And the reason for that is, all the scenes from the trailer, almost all the scenes, from the trailer were all from for the whole season were all from episodes 1 and 2. So I thought, aha, they're going to kill him real soon. And yet I was still shocked that they did. And the way they did it was amazing. It felt so realistic in terms of the shock, the fear, the sadness that that his kids' characters are experiencing. You know, if these guys don't win all the Emmys, it will be a shock, because they really turned in some terrific performances, and the writing of it just, it captured what that's like when someone dies unexpectedly in a way that I have not seen television as accurately capture that I can think of in the past.
Well, how many episodes are left then? Is it 7? What for the whole season? Because they just finished 3, so are they doing 10?
So yes, I think it's 10. I'm pretty sure it's 10. Yes.
I don't know if I want 7 episodes of this show without Brian Cox, though.
Well, I read a thing this morning saying that he is in some flashbacks down the line, or at least he filmed some potential flashbacks down the line. Now, whether or not they end up using those, we'll see. But you may get a little bit more Logan before the end of the series. I'm really interested to see who ends up running the thing. I can see arguments for all of them. I don't know. Roman.
Well, if it's not Greg, then I'll be very pissed.
Well, I would love to see Jerry running it, just because I think she's smart and has had to put up with all their
nonsense. Well, I think they set that up a
for
little
a
bit,
long
don't they?
Time. Yeah, they do. They do. I also have a soft spot for Roman. Yes, he's a little jerk, and yes, he's vulgar, and yet he also is the only one of the three siblings who seems to at times show a conscience. So I don't know. I'm very curious to see how they end up solving this, and also ending it, and in a way that is satisfying, and yet I'm sure will also give the sense that these characters' lives will continue.
You know, is there a spinoff coming?
You know, people have been joking they should do a Disgusting Brothers spinoff with Tom and Greg. I don't think there are any plans for an actual spinoff, but in this era of many spinoffs and prequels and all kinds of iterations, I don't discount anything as a possibility.
All right, Rob, what else have we got? What's going on in TV Talk and TV Q&A?
So this week in TV Q&A, we have a question about a KDK reporter. Is this reporter related to a former weekend anchor who left KDKA 20 years ago and who I literally did not remember? But we will get the answer to that. And it's not the first time that this reporter has been asked that question, it turns out. So other people have better memories than I do about weekend anchors on KDKA. And then in TV Talk, Jennifer Garner has sort of made a semi-TV comeback this year with Party Down. And then she's also in a new Apple TV Plus series, Last Thing He Told Her, or Told Me, I think it is. And also, we're going to get some news this week on the revamp of HBO Max, which we think will probably just be called Max, but they will be announcing that on Wednesday, so I will squeeze that into the column that posts Thursday.
What is that, like the Justin Timberlake is Zuckerberg thing? Just call it Max. It's cleaner.
No, I think it's a little bit that, but I think mostly it's that they see, even though you and I probably see HBO as a brand that stands for quality, I think for some consumers, HBO is not a brand that they necessarily would be drawn to. And I think by taking the HBO name out of that, they are hoping to broaden the appeal of Max, or whatever the successor to HBO Max turns out to be called.
All right. So be looking for that from Rob. As far as what I've got coming up on Breakfast the Bens, big hockey week. The Penguins conclude their regular season with games on Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll see if they actually have a playoff to be a part of by the time action ends at the end of the week. And if they do, obviously we'll be covering it throughout here at Trib Live. Regardless, Rob and I will be back next week here for another edition of Pittsburgh Pop.